BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week on Breakfast. There's another Real or No Real and another secret bake-off where Chris goes into a cafe and pulls apart one of their cakes, poor Hollywood style. And Chris is not afraid to blow his new trumpet.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills, and we do have live trumpeting this morning on the theme from my friend Chris. Okay, good. But can you... Now, you only got handed the trumpet 10 minutes ago, and know that you can't tell that from listening. Come and have a seat. You look absolutely exhausted. Stop trying.
It's so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
Have you got newfound respect for trumpet players?
I have, yeah. It's a lot harder than it seems.
The colour has drained from your cheeks.
But I've only been practicing for 10 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. You can keep that baby overnight, and then tomorrow you can play the theme again.
It'll be fine by tomorrow.
You reckon you'll be able to play along?
100% it'll be fine, because in 10 minutes, honestly, I went from nothing to that.
It's really making me laugh, and I don't know why. Try again. Go on, what's more?
You've got to purse it.
No, that's just you making the noise of a trumpet. Okay, good. Let's not do that, because it's going to annoy a lot of people. Can we wait until you get better? Hello, if you are feeling a little bit sick this morning because you're waiting for your A-level results. Not long to go now, but listen, it's all going to be fine, OK? Trust me. Loads of stuff on exams coming up today. Also, we'll do a real or no real about 7:10 with one of our listeners. And in honour of Bake Off, we're doing another secret one today in a cafe somewhere near here. Let's start off with Disclosure.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Adele's here hanging out with us as well. Are you all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
The trumpet's not going as well as we thought it was going to.
It's leaking on me now.
Oh, we've got a leak.
That's not going to happen,
leaky
is
trumpet.
It?
No, I think they've got a spit sink though, don't they?
What?
They've actually got a detachable bit where all the spit collects.
Yeah, I've seen about that before, but I think it's become
leaking?
Detached.
Oh. Right.
And also, he was like, who's been blowing this trumpet before me? It's leaking. It's been cleaned, Chris, for you.
It's really hard.
Ain't no one spit that apart from yours.
It's a difficult instrument to play. It's quite a beast.
Hey, do you know what song's coming up which would be perfect for your trumpet? You said you wanted to play it.
Which one?
Cheerleader. That's coming up in... it's the song after next.
Oh, great.
Which is good. Yeah. Hey, Adele, since you've been doing early breakfast, mm-hmm. have you ever had a full-on meltdown in a shop or while watching something on TV that shouldn't make you as emotional as it does?
Yes,
because
definitely.
I had one last night. I was watching... It was on demand, catch up. It was the first episode in the new series of Don't Tell the Bride, and I full-on lost it.
That sets me off every week now.
I'm like, oh, this is too sad. I really didn't like it. What else sets you off?
Well, there was a lady on Don't Tell the Bride that entered her wedding in on the top of a tank, and that made me cry.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah. I was watching that.
No,
it made me really emotional.
The one that I saw was, her name was Jen, and she... she's kind of part disabled, and so she wanted her wedding. She became disabled 2.5 years ago, since she had her child. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it now. And she just didn't feel that she was being herself, and she wanted the wedding to be a chance for her to get back to her old self again. And it was she was so sweet, and he was also a lovely guy. But he didn't have a clue. Love him.
Yeah, I think I know this one. Was this the one where the best man was particularly awesome? Ended up cooking at the wedding?
Oh, I saw that one.
Or was that a different one?
That's where they got
different.
The nightclub. That's a different one.
Oh, that's not the nightclub
this
one.
This is one where he gets a pub car park and puts a massive, a tent up in it, a big marquee, a circus tent.
Was this the Ibiza one?
And the Ibiza one.
And then did it Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen this.
But also, when I particularly lost it was at the end where she really obviously loved it.
Yeah.
But up until that point, he was saying things like, why would I bother spending money on a wedding dress? You're only going to wear it once. Wrong answer.
My absolute favourite thing about that show is when they compromise on the bridesmaids' dresses.
That happened on this one as well.
Don't care about it, because if they're going to save money, they might as well do it there.
He went to a shop that rhymes with Webenhams, and he went to the sale rack, and he was like, 20 quid each, we'll have them. They used to be 40, but he was like, what I've done is I've taken the sale sticker off, so it still says 40. Then it gets to the bridesmaids, and they're like, you only spent 40 quid on a bridesmaid dress. Like, actually, I've spent 20. They looked awful, and they had to re-choose them.
Yeah, and they've always got to face the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, it's so good. But I was really happy for her in the end, so happy that I shed a little tear. Because they were such a cute couple. Is there any tips that you can maybe give Chris for this trumpet? Have you ever played anything like this?
I got the option to play one at school, but I wasn't good enough, so I got it taken off me. No, yeah, yeah. Also, the cello, I had that removed from me as well.
Yeah, I got as far as recorder. Oh.
Yeah, I did recorder, and I once had a blow on a trombone because my friend was playing it, and I gave that a go, and that was in, like, I don't know, I think I was about... I must have been at primary school when I did that.
I seem to remember that I got chucked out of recorder lessons. I can't remember why.
It's hard not to play a recorder well. Whereas with the trumpet, it's hard to play it well.
Okay. Actually, can we play Cheerleader now? Because I'd like to hear what that is. So get ready. Get yourself ready.
It's though, Mills. Can you... All right.
You ready?
Ready. Bear with me.
All right. Just start again. Come on. Come on.
Because what you do imagine, is you do the raspberry bit before.
Imagine the song in your head. Yeah, okay. Come on. Lips together. That's it. Yeah. No, okay, so now you're just going do 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 into a trumpet. You're not actually blowing it, are you? You're just going do do do. No, once again. Try once more, come on.
It's so hard.
You can have a nice coffee after this.
Got it.
A little relax. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Is Calvin Harris the best boyfriend ever? He's going to be annoying you quite soon, I feel. Because he can't do any wrong. He's kind of like new Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I actually get what you mean by that. So what's he done now?
Okay, so he's just getting massive boyfriend points all over the shop. So Taylor Swift had to go out the other night. Girls' night out or something.
Right.
I don't know, maybe Bums and Tums class or something.
Hen party.
Hot yoga. So she was like... I've got to go out, so look after my cats. So he did. And then obviously put it on Instagram. So he babysat her cats. What a guy. And then I was also all over his Snapchat, his kind of pet sitting.
But how does this logistically work? Do they have to go through each other's agents for this? Or I mean, I just can't imagine that she goes, do you know what? I've got a free night. I'm going to go out with the girls.
Yeah.
Lord's free.
Yeah.
Gigi
Hadid is free.
Gigi's asked if I'm about for... Yeah.
She was with Gigi.
For a wine.
Yeah.
So look, I'm going to go out with the girls.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing. Probably it's just local.
It's ladies' night at the Firkin. So we're just going to...
Gigi's got free tickets for ladies' night.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go along to that. Now, can you look after the cats?
That's exactly what happened.
Calvin Harris, yeah, do you know what? I've got a free evening, actually.
But what he's doing is he's getting in with the friends, which is what you really need to do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So remember the time he was in the kitchen and he was cooking with some of her other BFFs as well, helping with the cooking? Tick. Then he gave her that piggyback. Do you remember? That was all over Instagram. Then the picture of her doing the barbecue saying she cooks too. As if we really needed reminding that there was nothing that she can't do. I mean, he's just racking up so many boyfriend points right now. He is like the perfect... He's following it to the letter.
Well, so we think. I mean, this is what you read somewhere, right?
That's what I read.
Come on, let's be honest. Is Calvin Harris really in looking after the cats? No chance.
He is.
No chance.
All over his Snapchat.
It'll be his PA.
I'm imagining that there were help.
Exactly. It's not going to be him, is it? He's not going to be there with a load of cats.
I don't know. Okay, that was Alesso and Sweet Escape. Coming up this morning at 7:10, Real or No Real with all our listeners. We do it in the afternoon normally. You just try and work out what is real from the facts that we give you and which ones are absolutely made up just a few minutes ago. And then this morning we're also doing a secret bake-off. Did you see bake-off last night?
I've missed it. I need to catch up on it.
I was saying last week I'm not really bothered. I can see now that I'm going to get into it.
Yes, I told you you would. It's good. I think you've just got to allow yourself to really like it. Enjoy the event of it.
I think the tide has turned. I think I'm getting into it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So we're going to send Chris out to a cafe near Radio 1 again and perform his own version of Bake Off. So normally you go to a cafe, order a cake or whatever, or a pastry. It arrives, you eat it. But on Secret Bake Off, Chris orders the cake, and then, when they serve it to him, pulls it apart in front of them like poor Hollywood does. The Scott Mills Daily. Hey, the video I just put on my Instagram of you doing cheerleader on the trumpet is flying, mate. Thanks.
Is it?
Yeah, I love it. This is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Good morning. Hello, if you are waiting for your A-level results at the moment, Vicky's been on saying, I'm listening, trying to combat my massive A-level results day nerves. Feel a bit shaky, a little bit sick to the stomach, but Secret Bake Off should calm me right down. That's right. We're pulling apart another bake in an unsuspecting cafe at 8:20, and that's Selena Gomez. She's still... I'm a 14 carat. I'm 14 carat. If you're 14 carats, please see your GP. I'm not a medical expert. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. It was Biscuit Week on Bake Off last night. Who actually eats biscotti for fun? Are they like the little ones you get if you're having a posh coffee? You'll get like a little biscotti.
Is that, like, I thought it was posh. Sounds like a made up word, doesn't it, biscotti?
And also, if like people were saying biscotti too much on it last night, so it became like not real. Biscotti, your biscotti, your biscotti.
I do like those weeks with the cakes and the biscuits and all that, but for me, like the rare week they do pie week, that's the one for me.
Yeah, and last night Paul, well, just taking his eye off the biscuits again.
I actually think Sandy could be up there as well. Her box was beautiful.
At 20 past eight this morning, we'll be doing our secret bake-off. So Chris goes to a cafe near here. Most of them we've been banned from now, but we found a new one, I think. Scoped it out, and we're going to send him down. You order a cake, and then as soon as they give it to you, you pull it apart. And just do what Paul does, you know, really kind of get into it and explain where you think they went right or wrong.
It's very awkward, but you just need to go full Paul Hollywood.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we spoke to you yesterday, didn't we? Because you got dressed in the dark. We made you get dressed in our special way.
Yes, you did.
And that way is, especially on these hours, what we do is just reach into the cupboard, find the first or second thing sometimes that's in there, and just put it on and wear it for the rest of the day. Doesn't need to match. Takes about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, what did you pick out yesterday when you had your eyes closed?
I picked out my black funeral dress.
And matched them with?
My black Converse and a broken watch.
And how did that go down at work?
I had quite a lot of questions from all my different customers wondering why I was in such a formal outfit.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite... I saw the picture. It's on my Twitter, actually. Did you see I retweeted that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, thanks.
That's all right. You're looking your best, I think. You wouldn't know any different. Like, you wouldn't know that it took you, like, half a minute. Hey, do you want to play Real or No Real, then?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your first fact.
Beauty experts say that if Zayn Malik dyes his hair one more time, it will all fall out.
If you mess around with your hair too much, surely, because all the chemicals and stuff like that, it's all gonna end up falling out.
Yeah, it is off your mum, though.
I think after dyeing it two times, it will fall out.
He has dyed it quite a lot, though.
Yeah.
But it is off your mum. If you keep using that hairspray and all that product on your hair, it'll fall out. Will it, though?
What colour is he up to at the moment, Mills?
He's gone silver fox, as we discussed on the show yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He's gone full on, like, Schofield. It's that colour grey.
What's the rules with dyeing your hair as well, Mills? Because don't you have to go from one colour to get to another one? You've got to go via purple, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. How do you know so much about this?
For some reason, I remember that you've got to go by purple.
Okay. Do you think this is real or no real, Amy?
No real.
I think he's heading to that stage. He does do it a lot. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well done, Amy.
Thanks.
Next.
In Swedish ski resorts, you can visit a ski-through McDonald's.
Oh, that is so cool.
I would love that.
I've never been skiing, but I would have thought that you can't really eat fast food and ski at the same time.
What about if you had a McFlurry?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think the problem is what you're eating.
Because it would stay cold.
Yeah.
I have been to a brunch of this restaurant in Singapore, which is also a bowling alley.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I like that you can be doing anything on the move and still eat. So you can have a drive-through, you can have a ski-through. What else is there? What other transport could you have? Do you think there's like a sail-through one for the, you know, for those on the yacht. Those on sea? It's just an island in the middle of the sea.
Yeah. Just put your yacht through it, like if you're famous.
You can have a fly-through. That could be for the private jets. Sling one through the window.
I've also heard that on their private jet One Direction, you know, the restaurant we're talking about at the moment that might have a ski-through version, I've heard that sometimes they really, really want that food on their private jet and they have it standing by just in case.
They put Richie Rich on TV again the other day. Saw that, right?
Oh.
Matey has one of those restaurants in his house.
Does he?
Yeah, so cool. Richie Rich. Ledge film that.
Is that Macaulay Culkin?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. Pre Mila Kunis, I think.
Now, way before.
Someone reminded me she went out with him.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Also, wasn't Richie Rich like 11? So definitely pre Mila Kunis.
Yes, but Macaulay Culkin doesn't really age up until a point. I appreciate he's changed a bit recently.
Mate, look him up now, he has.
I think up to the age of 20 or something, he basically looked the same.
And then he had all the parties.
Yeah.
But in Sweden, can you visit a ski through McDonald's in a ski resort, Amy?
No, real.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
So it's the world's first ski-through fast food restaurant. It's opened in Lindvallen in Sweden. Tack. You can ski right up to the counter and ski out the other side with your purchases. That's the dream.
Hold it and ski.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And finally,
Charlie Poof's fans have started imitating their idol by shaving a chunk out of their eyebrows to match his.
Ho!
Off the 90s.
Yeah, that's really Blazing Squad.
Just having a little chunk cut out of the eyebrow there.
Now, shall I be honest?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, hang on. I think I've seen...
And it wasn't in the 90s. That's the problem.
No.
I think when I first met you...
Yeah, you had... Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I did it with an electric shaver.
But why?
Just one line.
Why did you do that?
Well, because back then I looked really different, didn't I? I mean, you have changed me in a lot of ways, actually. I was thinking this the other day. When you look at photos, if I go right to the start of my Facebook, you see what I look like then. I basically had a shaved head and slits in my eyebrows.
Yeah,
massive chain.
Massive chain.
Now look at me. You've turned me into someone who looks like Harry Styles.
It was only the rough kids at school that had that. Done.
Yeah, all right, Amy. Was it because Kenzie had it that you thought, I'll have that as well?
I don't know. I sort of admired Blazing Squad at the time for what they were doing.
And did you admit that to anyone?
I don't remember. Mm. At the time, I thought it was a bit of fun.
Mm.
I did think it looked cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen those pictures.
The best or worst, depending on how you want to view it, was my mate who got a tick shaved into the back of his head from that popular sports
brand. No, he didn't.
Brand, yes.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Still don't know why he did that.
No. But have Charlie Puth's fans gone back to the early 2000s and started imitating their idol by shaving a chunk out of their eyebrows like he's got? Amy?
I'm going to say real.
There's a lot of music about at the moment that's sort of old school music that's been remixed and brought back into the chart. I think we're having a big resurgence in that kind of era. So I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes.
That's right. Many of Charlie Puth's fans have started tweeting him with pictures of their eyebrows matching his. But there is a twist. It turns out Charlie's eyebrow is not a fashion statement, but is the result of a childhood bite from a dog. So Charlie's now had to send a tweet to appeal for calm.
Is that what happened with Nelly when he had the plaster on his face?
I'm surprised you didn't go for a plaster on your face phase as well.
It wasn't a fashion statement. It was a small shaving incident.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Amy got 20.
Bravo.
Yay!
Yes. All right, Amy, good luck getting dressed today.
Thanks.
I'm glad I'm not doing it for you again. I'm sure you are too. Love you, bye.
Yeah, I am. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people noticed the random people just running in the fields last night on Bake Off. I don't remember that.
So what were they up to then, do we think?
I have no idea. Maybe they're just on a day out and got the wrong field.
Yeah, I've not seen it yet, but I mean, that's the countryside, isn't it? So it's just trees and bushes.
Also, with that field, is that like cordoned off? Because surely people would find it and like fangirl outside the tent? It's always, I mean, there's never anyone there apart from the two that got in by mistake last night.
We think there'd be hundreds of people outside just trying to get in.
It must be cordoned off, don't you think? It must be in like a private area.
Well,
it can't just be in a field somewhere because people would find it.
Well, it's on the estate of somewhere, isn't it? There's a posh house.
Also, you know, like you can go and watch Strictly or X Factor. Why don't they do it live? What? Imagine being in the audience for Great British Bake Off live.
I think they don't they do something like that for the final? I might be wrong.
What, there's an audience?
I can't remember.
I would love it if it was live.
Yeah.
Everyone laughing at the biscotti as it fell apart.
Yeah.
I did notice last week, I don't know if anyone else noticed this, there was a dirty sieve at one point.
Was there?
Yes. I think I might have been the only person to notice it, but I was just looking and going, oof, dirty sieve.
But I watch it and I think, well, it must take sort of 3 or 4 hours, some of these bakes, mustn't it?
Yeah. I guess quite boring to watch, actually, live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A-level results today. So many people haven't slept. So many people feeling quite sick and worried. It's all going to be fine. Do you remember that feeling?
Oh, yeah, oof. Yeah. But I didn't get the A-levels I wanted. You know, it all figures out all right in the end.
I mean, look.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I mean, look.
I still went to uni, though.
I mean, seriously, look.
But I just went through the clearing bit.
Yeah. We've got loads of stuff to help you out with that this morning if you are feeling a bit stressed about your A-levels. We'll talk about that in a bit. First up, Ed Sheeran. What's going on, Sinead?
Okay, so he's got some new ink in the form of a lion on his chest, which is roughly the same size as his actual head. So he posted a picture of it when he was like halfway done, and people are not happy.
You know when you get face painted as a lion or a cat? That's what it looks like, only on his chest.
So one girl tweeted that her mama just said to her, now he really is a singer I never want to see shirtless. Someone else, coming from a guy who loves tattoos, that is utterly horrendous, I'm sorry, bye. Keane's frontman Tom Chaplin got involved randomly, tweeting, please tell me this is a prank, because if it isn't, at Ed Sheeran has a really bad picture of a lion on his chest forever. And this is the point where Ed was like, enough is enough. Tom, I like it, and that's the only opinion that matters. And then a more general one for everybody who's not been happy with it. All this kerfuffle over a tattoo.
Good use of kerfuffle,
yes.
Ed.
If it was black and white saying a clever phrase in a language I can't speak, no one would have said anything.
Do you know what I would have said to Tom, Keane's frontman? if he'd put to me and I was Ed Sheeran, please tell me this is a prank, because if it isn't, Ed Sheeran's got a really bad picture of a lion on his chest forever. I just replied, ho!
So Ed also said, it's not the first weird tattoo I've got and it won't be the last, but I like them all. I'm also eating a bowl of pasta now, so byesies. And according to the Sun, he's getting his whole body done eventually.
But what, like a lion?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Whole body like a lion. Think about it. Like literally everywhere. Think about it.
It'd be really cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay. So next up then. So week 2, Great British Bake Off. This is a spoiler alert, so if you haven't watched it, I'm sorry. Disaster has struck for last week's star baker, and she's had a bit of a tough time for it, Marie, so far. You might remember the Mail on Sunday launched a huge investigation into all the contestants, and they found that 31 years ago, she had a week's course at a Parisian patisserie.
Oh, no.
Okay, a week, 31 years ago.
Yep, it was a big investigation. That's what
Imagine
they found.
That.
But clearly, if anyone thought that might have been an advantage, they were wrong, because...
What's wrong with my oven?
If you're right, that was quite quiet, yeah. But basically she said, what's wrong with my oven?
Oh.
And the problem was that, Marie, it wasn't on.
She forgot to turn it on.
So it was biscuit week, and despite being star baker, last week she had an absolute nightmare this time.
Baker's 3 minutes on your cinnamon swirls of doom. 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 minutes, come on. How's it going?
Really bad. The oven wasn't on properly.
I mean, they're coming on now, but I don't know if they're going to be ready.
Right.
What have you got? seconds left, have we?
We've got a piece of truffle.
No, they're not cooked at all.
No, they were not cooked at all.
It's not on, Marie. The oven's not on.
Now, Mills, even you know if you're going to bake something, you need the oven to be on.
Yeah, I mean, you do. So she's
gone.
She's out.
So clearly a week at a Parisian patisserie doesn't involve turning on the oven.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, sometimes the ones that have had dance training on Strictly don't always win.
Yeah, exactly.
Fingernail emoji.
So fans of Doctor Who next will be excited to know a new trailer for Series 9 is out, and it gives us a glimpse of Maisie Williams in action. Still don't know her character's name, and she doesn't speak in this trailer, but she is dressed in medieval clothes and there is a dragon, so maybe that's a nod to her other programme. But perhaps more excitingly, the most old school of all enemies in Doctor Who, the Daleks, are back.
What is happening?
Same old, just the Doctor and Clara Oswald in the TARDIS.
There we go.
Oh, I love a Dalek.
And finally, just need to clear up a story from earlier in the week about whether Taylor Swift was buying this castle. There were unsubstantiated reports that she was set to buy the Tower of Lethendy in Scotland at a cool £4.6 million. But she has used Twitter, like all good famous people do, quoting a line from her new track, New Romantics, saying, "Because maybe I could build a castle from all the bricks they threw at me, and then I'm not actually buying a castle." So she's not.
So she's not now?
She's not, no. She never was.
Oh, I'm really confused.
I hate people who talk in song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just do a normal tweet.
Yeah, also, especially your own song. Hey, some lyrics from my own song. Right, so in summary this morning, we've learnt that Swiftie's not buying a castle.
Yep.
Ed Sheeran likes his tattoo and doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
Yeah.
And Maria's off of Bake Off. But it doesn't matter because...
her box was beautiful.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Grace.
Morning. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. How you doing?
It's been the longest morning of my life.
Yeah, tell me how your morning's going, please. Just describe.
Very anxiously waiting to go into school to get my A-level results, really.
Do you know, we're getting so many messages, so many tweets, so many Facebook messages, so many texts from people in exactly the same situation. But does that make you feel any better that everyone else is going through it as well?
No, it's stressing me out even more seeing it all on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. This is kind of one of the times where Twitter's like, "Oh, switch it off. I don't want to see it."
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so did you get much sleep last night?
No, I was up at 5 a.m.
Oof. So nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, have you been online yet? Because a lot of people have, and they know that they're either in or not.
I have been online.
And?
I'm in.
Yes.
To my first choice university,
yeah. Are you? Yes!
Good news.
What uni are you going to?
Loughborough.
Oh, I love Loughborough.
Yeah, we have a good time. Yeah. Every time we go to Loughborough uni, it's always good fun.
Honestly, you will have the best time. It's a really good one.
Yay.
Okay, so you're feeling all right? You don't know what you've got yet, you just know that you're in.
Yeah, basically.
It's a tricky one, this, because I was in this situation, but unfortunately, when I found... Because it shows you a list of unis that you applied for, right? And then it says...
Yeah.
Basically, it just says whether you got your first choice or not. And in my case, I didn't get into my first choice uni.
Oh.
So then I had a bit more of a wait, because I then had to go into my school and find my A-level results. And so there's a lot of people, I imagine, in that position as well, where they know they're not into their first choice uni. But, you know, that doesn't mean that... there aren't so many other options. There's clearing.
You mean that Southampton was not your first choice?
I hate to say it.
How very rude.
I think Leeds Uni was my first choice, and I didn't get into that at this stage. But then I remember going into school, and then all my teachers helped me. And then, you know, by the end of the day, I was at Southampton Uni.
So do you feel, Grace, that like you've all that revision, all that hard work paid off for you?
Yeah, I did revise for like 6 months. So, yeah, I hope so. I was listening to the show, like, all the way through my revision. It, like, got me through it.
What, our show?
Yeah, and the podcast from, like, 2011.
Oh, right, got old school.
I know, yeah, I was proper old school.
Some people like to go back that far on the podcast, though, you know?
Was 2011 a vintage year or something? Why 2011?
Well, I think you were in it, Chris, so that's why.
Ray is the right answer for him. All right, listen, well, good luck, whatever you get. At least you're in, so that's good news. Have fun at Loughborough, and thanks very much for being part on today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I know it's been a really stressful morning. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Now, listen, if your exam results weren't what you expected and you're kind of wondering what to do next, do not worry, because in 5 minutes, there is an exam results helpline available and anyone can use it. And here's the number. Get this number. It's 0808 100 8000. It's open all day. It's even open on the weekends. Free from landlines and some mobiles, but you need to check with your phone operator for details. And this helpline, all through August, as people get the results, is just the only place you need to go, really, for honest, unbiased advice and guidance from people that know what they're talking about. So the number again is 0808 100 8000. Maybe if you know that you're in, but you just want to discuss, you know, what to do next, or maybe you didn't get the results you're expecting, they will give you a clear kind of way of what the next step is. 0808 100 8000, or head to our BBC advice pages to get the facts on all the options, whether you're looking at maybe adjustment or clearing. Click on the link from the Radio 1 homepage. And good luck to everyone who are getting their results, some of them in the next few minutes. Ah!
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you are getting your A-level results today, listen, well done for getting through one of the most stressful times of your life, however you did. Everyone, doesn't matter how they did, I think deserves a fanfare on the trumpet this morning, Chris.
Oh, come on.
Chris is learning the trumpet because he wants to play the opening theme to the show, which is quite brass heavy.
I'm self-teaching.
Yeah.
And I only started this morning.
Come on, for everyone that's got their exam results today, doesn't matter whether they're good or bad, you've reached a point where you can just, like, relax a little bit now. So
do you want
on.
A fanfare?
Yes, please. No, once again, that's just you making the noise of a trumpet with your mouth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jacob in Pembrokeshire, good morning. He's off to Newcastle to do dentistry. He did very well. Emily en route to get her results is pretty stressed. Getting my results now from college, says Josh. I keep refreshing. Why don't my college put the results up? Ah, says Ashley. I know. And also, we've got Sam in Bristol. Congratulations. Got into a uni of choice. It's 8:13. If you got in your results this morning, hello. That was Daft Punk and Get Lucky. Okay, I'm going to send you out to do a secret bake-off in a minute. All right. Inspect those cakes and be honest. Poor Hollywood style.
I'm going to leave the trumpet here.
You don't take the trumpet. Yeah. Some people were really offended this morning, by the way, that we opened the show with you playing a trumpet. Too early. Last night. It was one extra, a grime symphony. I mean, some of the pictures look amazing. So it was mixing classical music with hip-hop and grime. Even if grime and hip-hop isn't your thing, this is something that you will get into. It's on BBC iPlayer radio app right now, and you can download it and keep it for one whole calendar month. It's well worth checking it out. Chip was on and Rex 32, Krebs and Conan, Kano... hosted by Mr. Jam and Cyan Anderson, and it's on the BBC Radio iPlayer app right now.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, you need to watch these videos. In the incredible setting of the Royal Albert Hall in London last night, One Extra Proms, a grime symphony. Just to hear that kind of music with a proper orchestra like that, there was a Metropolitan Orchestra, is something really quite special.
I'll tell you what you'll love as well, Lethal Bizzle. Right, when he performs, it's incredible. He's doing the Rory workout at the Royal Albert Hall and really going for it.
Yes! And the crowd are absolutely loving it as well.
Royal Albert Hall, can I have your attention, please?
That's never happened in the Royal Albert Hall before.
So good.
And it won't happen again. Well, it might do. One extra, the Grime Symphony. That was the Proms last night. It's getting so much good reaction. Have a look today at the videos and check it out on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. All of it just sounds amazing. So beautiful. Okay, it's 8:20. On the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Bake Off last night. Got into trouble before from people going, oh, you idiot, I haven't watched it yet. Don't tell me you was voted off. Okay, I won't. But we do need to say that it was Biscuit Week. They were doing the biscuits. Biscotties, in fact, which I didn't realise were such a thing.
They're Dunkin' biscuits, aren't they?
They really are, but they were massive versions of the ones you sometimes get with a little posh coffee that will cost you a lot of money.
Someone had a right go at you on the text saying, Biscot, what do you mean you don't know what a biscotti is?
Yeah, you idiot.
It's a biscuit that you dunk.
Moron. Anyway, so Paul Hollywood was... He's really getting into his stride now, and he's starting to use phrases that they would sometimes use on, like, X Factor. Even though, I mean, he is kind of a judge, isn't he?
Yeah, but he knows what he's doing. He knows he needs to build the tension.
Yeah.
He, you know.
And he's doing it well.
I don't like them.
Okay.
I love them.
Oh.
Oh, her little face when he was like, I don't like them. And then it just turned to, oh, Paul loves it.
I don't like them.
Okay.
I love them.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't like them. No. I love them.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. And also, because it was biscotti week, they provided a lot of opportunity for me to make some new jingles. Would you like to hear my latest new jingle?
I'm intrigued.
Biscotti.
Mills. One.
BBC Radio One.
Rubbish. Okay, good.
I think you'll find it's topical.
Scotty.
Mills. One.
BBC Radio One.
I don't really like people calling me Scotty, apart from Niall from One Direction, it always does it.
Scotty.
Yeah, but Biscotti, fine.
Scotty.
Scotty.
Mills. One.
BBC Radio One.
Now, bakers, your signature challenge for this week is to create 24 crunchy biscotti.
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 Sausage. It became so much like people saying biscotti so much that it didn't sound like a word anymore.
That's always the problem with Bake Off, isn't it? They're going to say the same thing over and over and over again.
Also, if you didn't watch it yet, look out for the random people running through the fields on Bake Off last night. We don't know who they were and why they got in there.
What they were up to. And
what they were up to. And also, do look out for the lady flirting with Paul Hollywood to try and take his attention off her quite rubbish bake.
Did that happen?
Yeah, it happened. But here's what I want you to do on today's secret bake-off. I want you to go to a cafe. I've got one in mind down the road. Okay? I want you to order a cake like you normally would. But then, when they serve it to you, as it's on the counter, I want you to pull it apart, poor Hollywood style, and make some comments. A bit like this.
The colour's not bad. It's quite even. They look quite attractive. The taste isn't too bad. This one's had some serious issues. They've had problems with the dough. They probably haven't blended it together properly.
I want to hear about the dough, I want to hear about the crumb, I want to hear about the layers.
Yep.
This one's quite interesting, actually. It's the same with that one. It's quite a dry crumb. It's not wet enough.
Or you've got a dry crumb there, it's not wet enough.
Dry crumb, it's... Well, last time we did this, it's not a bad bake, was the line that...
Are you going to use that again?
Of course.
OK. Also, macarons was on a lot last night, and that became not a word after a while.
Macaron.
Macaron. So, I'm going to send you out right now to this cafe, and are you ready for today's secret bake-off?
Come on, then.
OK, get a cake, pull it apart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, secret bake-off time. So, Chris goes to a random cafe, and without them knowing, criticises the cakes just like Paul Hollywood. But in real life, and they have no idea it's going to happen. OK, Chris, where are you?
I'm outside the cafe right now. It's very Scandinavian.
It is. The thing is, we've had to go to new coffee shops because we've disgraced ourselves in so many cafes near Radio 1 that we can't show our face in there anymore. So this is a new one on us, isn't it?
It's a new one. So I also, it's an interesting one, this one, isn't it? Because if this is, say, a Scandinavian round on the Great British Bake Off, I don't know what it is they're going to be baking inside. Because, you know, some of the foods might be slightly weird, slightly different.
Well, not weird, Chris. Just,
not weird,
just
not
Swedish.
Weird, but Swedish, yeah. Mm. You know what I mean?
I'm hoping there's some kind of herring pie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm not sure what I'm going to go in. So I'm going to go in, I'm going to order some food, and then I'm going to judge it exactly the same as Paul Hollywood would. But, yeah, it's a quirky round, this one, Swedish round.
Yeah, this is the cafe I sometimes go into. They're very friendly because Swedish people are. And everyone's hot.
Everyone's hot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if you'd like to make your way into the cafe,
okay.
And I will speak to you in just a moment, all right?
Okay, all right then. Are we doing this now? Are we on?
Yeah. Head on in.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Lauren. He says, I'm excited and scared for the Secret Bake Off in equal measures. Kieran's just loving it already. So it's Secret Bake Off. Chris is in a cafe and he's about to judge them and their cakes, just like Paul Hollywood. Hello.
Hello, you all right?
Okay, right. So when you actually get the food, once you've ordered and you get it, I really want you to get your hands in there and give it a good trot.
Yeah.
Okay. So order away.
All right. Well, look, there's all sorts of cakes going on here, actually.
Yeah, so. That'll do.
Hey, are you all right? How do you pronounce that cake there? Is that the Kladdekaka? And what's that, a brownie?
It's kind of like a brownie, but I don't think.
Oh, that's cool. And that one's called a love cake.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for the Kladdekaka. Thank you. I'll eat it in, please. Thank you.
Do you feel a bit like you're in IKEA, a bit confused by all the names?
Slightly confused, but I've gone for the Kladdekaka.
That sounds nice. What's that? Describe that for us, please.
It's a Swedish sticky brownie.
They're so continental in there, aren't they?
Mm. It's early though, so all the cakes are pretty full at the moment. No one's really had them yet.
Okay, so you're the first person to take a slice
Sorry, I'm just on the phone. Whipped cream. Yes, please. Yeah.
Yes, get the whipped cream on.
Absolutely.
Okay, remember when it arrives and they put it on the little counter there, before you pay for it, I want you to go in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So today's signature bake, the Kladdekaka.
With whipped cream on the top?
With whipped cream, yeah. Served with a whipped cream.
That's going to be a messy one for your hands.
Yeah.
Didn't think that through.
Kladdekaka. Great, thank you. Here we go.
Okay, off you go. Here's the secret bake-off.
Thank you. So is this your signature bake? Let's have a look at it. It looks good. It looks good. It's got it's got a good crumb. Serve that with a whipped cream there. I will try a bit of it.
Are you giving it a good look?
Mm. It's got a good crack.
It has got a good crunch. And quite sticky as well.
Let me have a look at the bottom of it. It's got a good crumb. I tell you what, you know what you've done there, don't you?
No, I don't know.
You know what you've done there. That just needed 2 or 3 minutes more, that did.
It's meant to be
really
wrong.
Two or three.
That's the thing.
It's not a bad Kladdekaka.
You know what a Kladdekaka means?
Mm.
How would you translate it? Sticky.
It's not a bad bake.
Can you ask if they've baked it before?
You've done this before, haven't you?
We have.
You've done this before.
Have you really got your hands in there pulling it apart?
It's a good bake. You've got a good bake on it.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm
a bit. What's happening now?
It's not bad. I mean, it's early in the rounds, but it's good.
Chris,
it's a good Kladdekaka.
Chris, I think you need to get out of there now.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to take it with me.
Okay, right. It's making me on edge, so just leave.
I'll take it with me. I'll bring it back. It's actually very nice.
Can you shout through the door, you're my star baker?
Mm.
Quite loud.
Star baker! You're my star baker! Yeah. Not much of a response there.
Are you out?
It's well nice. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. That was great. You really examined it by the sounds of it.
Yeah, they're all sort of staring at me. I mean, there's a bit of a queue building up as well.
They sounded well friendly though.
Mm. You know, it is a really good bake, I've got to say.
Mm. No soggy bottoms there.
It was actually very good. It was hard to be critical.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, it's good to be back.
I mean, we'll do this again, you know, so like some will be better than others, but I'm glad that you're pleased.
Yeah, it's good to be back. As I said, Mills, it was, as far as bakes go, it was not a bad bake to start with.
Very good. All right, Chris Hollywood, come back.
All right.
Not a bad Kladdekaka.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people think you should have chosen the love cake instead, Chris.
It was a tricky choice, but I liked the word Kladdekaka.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Welcome back, by the way.
Cheers, man.
Good bake-off today.
How was it?
Yeah, really good. A lot of people saying the girl that was serving you sounded like we should go straight in your basket. A lot of people saying. Sounded quite hot. Obviously, it's a Swedish cafe. Mm. Everyone's hot in there. I said that.
Oh, everyone was.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. Last one of the week, tomorrow morning, when you wake up from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.